Hello, and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today, we're digging into a fresh empirical look at how developers actually build and ship agent-based systems. The paper we're looking at is called An Empirical Study of Agent Developer Practices in AI Agent Frameworks. Why now? Because agents are moving from weekend demos to production, and this paper tries to map what real teams are doing, the patterns, the pain points, and what's working. We've got two angles. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the need is to stop reinventing the same agent plumbing every sprint. Teams hit the same friction. Ad hoc scripts turn into spaghetti, prompting isn't versioned, tool calls break because schemas drift, and no one can reproduce a failure. Testing is brittle. You can't easily run a suite to catch regressions in tool use or hallucinations. Orchestration gets messy when you add a planner, memory, and human in the loop. And observability is thin. You don't see traces, token spend, or why the agent chose a tool. People want reusable primitives, sane defaults, and a way to evaluate changes before they hit production.
So basically, teams want standard building blocks and guardrails, clear tool definitions, prompts that are tracked, tests that catch bad behavior, and dashboards that show cost and latency. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
A few things matured at once. Models got better at structured output and function calling, so tool use is more reliable. Frameworks have converged on common primitives, tools, planners, memory, evaluators, instead of everyone hand-rolling agents. And as pilots became products, requirements like reproducibility, cost control, and monitoring moved from nice-to-have to mandatory. An empirical study is useful now because the ecosystem is noisy. It distills what practitioners actually do and where the sharp edges are.
Put differently, the stack is finally steady enough that patterns can be documented and reused, and teams need a map. Mark, when you say observability, what do people actually need on their screen day to day?
They want traces of the agent's steps, which tool was called, with what inputs, and what came back. Prompt versions tied to each run, token and latency per step, error buckets for tool failures versus model failures, and side-by-side run comparisons so you can see if a prompt change increased cost or reduced accuracy. Non-AI folks want this summarized in a dashboard linked to incidents and rollbacks.
Got it. Not just logs, but a timeline you can explain to your PM. Jamie, is the idea that with shared patterns and checklists, teams spend less time firefighting and more time shipping?
Exactly. Codified practices reduce fragility, make tests repeatable, and give you control over cost and latency. The value of an empirical map is prioritization. It highlights which patterns and eval methods actually reduce incidents and where gaps remain, like faithfulness checks or multi-tool coordination. It's not a silver bullet, but it helps teams adopt what's working faster and avoid obvious traps. At a technical level, the paper contributes a grounded map of how agent systems are actually built. The authors pulled from real-world sources, code repositories in popular agent frameworks, plus developer surveys and interviews, and then clustered what they saw into recurring patterns. They describe common architectures like looped React-style agents, planner-executor splits, and tool-former-style function calling, how tools are defined with structured schemas, how state and memory are handled with short-term scratch pads versus longer-term vector or key-value stores, and what teams do for testing, evaluation, and observability. Compared to ad hoc scripts, the through line is a shift toward type tool interfaces, explicit state objects, evaluation harnesses, and traceability as first-class concerns.
So basically, they read the code and talk to the builders, then turn that into a checklist: how to shape a tool, how to structure an agent loop or a planner, where to save state, and how to test and monitor it. Mark, in practice, what would that change if you're the developer on a team shipping an agent?
What usually happens is you stop starting from a blank file. You pick a framework template that already wires a tool registry, a memory store, and a run loop. You define tools with JSON schema-like signatures instead of free text prompts, you get a state object passed through each step, and you bolt on an eval harness from day one. It means reproducible runs, easier rollbacks, and observability without having to invent your own tracing.
Imagine we try it tomorrow. If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like? Let's start simple. A single-step Q&A agent over company docs.
First pass is very operational. Step one, you index the docs into a vector store with an off-the-shelf ingestion pipeline. Step two, you register a search docs tool with a typed input, query string, optional filters, and a typed output. Step three, you spin up a chat agent template that has function calling enabled and connect the tool registry. Step four, you use a system prompt template from the framework that teaches the model to always call search docs before answering. Then you add a tiny gold set of 30 Q&A pairs and run the built-in evaluator to catch hallucinations. Finally, you turn on tracing so every step shows tool inputs, outputs, tokens, and latency. Net result, faster prototyping, consistent tool calls, and fewer broken answers when schemas change because the types are enforced.
So instead of hacking prompts, you plug in a search tool, reuse a prompt template, and get a dashboard plus a mini test suite out of the box. Now let's raise the bar. Mark, describe a multi-tool flow, planner, executor, memory, and a human approval step.
Where it gets interesting is an ops assistant that triages a ticket, looks up a customer, proposes an action, and posts to Slack. You add a planner module that decomposes the request into steps and sets a max step budget. Tools include search docs, get customer profile, create Jira issue, and post to Slack, each with strict signatures. Memory is split, a per-run scratch pad for intermediate results, and a longer-term store for learned preferences. Before create Jira issue or post to Slack, you gate with a human-approved tool that surfaces the plan, diffs, and cost estimate. The framework pattern has you persist a single state object carrying plan, step index, and artifacts, which makes it testable and traceable.
Jamie, connect that to the mechanics from the paper. How do these patterns turn into less fragility, better testing, and lower cost?
Type tools and explicit state do most of the heavy lifting. With structured inputs-outputs, the model's function calls are verifiable, so you can run offline tests with deterministic mocks and catch regressions without hitting real systems. The planner's step budget and timeouts control cost and tail latency. Scoped memory prevents context bloat. You only carry forward what's needed. For evaluation, the paper notes teams combine golden paths with LLM as judge and rubric scoring, plus negative tests like stale schemas or tool outages. Observability ties it together. Traces show where the plan went off the rails, and you can compare runs side by side after a prompt change.
Put differently, by naming the pieces, plan, tools, state, memory, you can test each in isolation, cap how far the agent runs, and see exactly where tokens and seconds go. Jamie, before we move on, what are the under-the-hood limits the authors call out?
A few caveats. The sample skews toward early adopters using specific frameworks, so patterns reflect those ecosystems' biases. A lot of repos are prototypes, not high-scale production, so performance and reliability lessons may not generalize. Observability is still patchy. Many teams log prompts and outputs but lack consistent trace standards. Evaluation remains hard. Faithfulness checks can be noisy, LLM as judge isn't perfectly reproducible, and shared benchmark datasets for agents are sparse. Cross-framework portability is limited. Swapping orchestration often means rewriting tool bindings and state handling. Future work the authors suggest includes standardized trace schemas, better agent-specific eval sets, and experiments that isolate which practices actually reduce incidence and cost.
In plain terms, expect a bias toward how today's frameworks do things, be ready for flaky evals, and don't assume your prototype scales without new work. You'll need clean tool contracts, a small but curated test set, and a tracing stack you actually watch. Mark, what does that mean on the setup and org side?
You need a bit of discipline. Assign ownership for each tool, schema, versioning, and incident runbooks. Add a CI job that runs the agent eval suite with mocks and a few live tests and gate merges on regression thresholds for accuracy, latency, and cost. Version prompts alongside code and tie them to traces so you can roll back. Train the team on one primary framework so people share patterns and dashboards. For governance, lock down data access, define where human approval is mandatory, and roll out in stages with cost guardrails. Finally, run a weekly trace triage. Look at top failure buckets and fix schemas or prompts before users feel it.
So the takeaway is, use the patterns to speed up and de-risk, but treat agents like software, with owners, tests, traces, and change control. That's how you get from a flashy demo to something the business can rely on. Jamie, quick results check. What did the authors actually find across repos and interviews?
High level, they analyzed a broad set of public agent repos across multiple frameworks and combined that with developer surveys and interviews. Three architectural patterns dominate: a React-style loop with tool calls, planner-executor splits, and workflow graphs with explicit state passing. Tools are usually defined with structured schemas or typed function calls, but versioning is inconsistent. Testing is uneven. A minority ship automated suites. Most rely on small golden sets, plus occasional LLM as judge checks. Observability is improving. Traces and token cost metrics show up frequently, but there's no common standard, so comparisons are messy. Memory is pragmatic. Per-run scratch pads are common. Long-term stores are used carefully, mostly for retrieval. Pain points cluster around faithfulness evaluation, schema drift, debugging multi-step failures, portability across frameworks, and unpredictable cost latency. Teams that lean into typed tools and explicit state report fewer runtime errors and easier offline testing.
Put simply, if you adopt typed tools, pass a clear state object, and turn on tracing, you can prototype faster, explain failures, and avoid a lot of brittle prompt glue. But you'll still need a small gold test set and someone watching costs. Mark, in a real environment, what will those improvements look like, and where will it still hurt?
In practice, you do move faster. Day one, you've got a template, basic evals, and traces. You see fewer tool call mishaps because signatures are enforced, and rollbacks are cleaner since prompts and tools are versioned. Where it still bites is integration. Auth flows, permissions, and flaky third-party APIs slow you down. Schema changes in downstream services still break runs unless someone owns versioning. Governance adds friction. Human approval steps and data checks are necessary but add latency. Expect to tune cost caps and step budgets after you see real traffic. Who benefits most? Internal platform teams building shared agent templates, product teams with changing tool schemas, and regulated orgs that need traceability and approvals. If you just need a single one-shot LLM call, a full agent framework is probably overkill.
Bottom line, this paper gives teams a practitioner-backed checklist of agent patterns and guardrails so you can ship faster with fewer surprises, while being clear about the limits. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nbilotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.